I'm glad I came in the right door this morning. I saw the WEOL banner here with the big tent right next to the racquetball courts. But we are joined this morning by Tom Lamott, who is the UH Manager of Rehabilitation Services. And one of the liaisons for the rehabilitation program is Michelle Wilson this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
All right, Tom, let's get right to this. Rehabilitation is a really important part of sort of the recovery. We talk about hospitals, they perform a service, but then, and even without patient, rehabilitation is sort of the part that gets the person back to as normal as possible, right?
Right, absolutely. Now, and we're very fortunate to have a number of facilities here in the area. We have four outpatient sites as well as the home base here at the hospital.
So where are those four that you have?
Four located. We have two in Avon, one here at the fitness center on the second floor, at our T3 performance facility, at the Center for Orthopedics in Sheffield, as well as our Center Ridge office in North Ridgeville.
And that's just so they're closer to where the people are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to be providing services for the people close to home as possible.
And they come here for what type of rehabilitation?
All kinds. A lot of orthopedic surgeries occur, as you well know. There's neurological problems that people need to be treated for. We do have a large orthopedic volume that goes across the system. One of the reasons for that is the Center for Orthopedics. It's a very strong physician group in the area that provide a lot of referrals to our different sites. We have a lot of therapists who specialize in orthopedics so that they really do effectively treat these patients in a way that maybe not every therapist could. Basically, we are very grateful to have those therapists who have higher levels of certifications and years of experience so that we can really treat at the highest level of the profession.
So there's always learning that's taking place in this physical therapy role.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it doesn't stop when you graduate from physical therapy school. You are always, always learning, whether it be continuing education courses, or like you mentioned, some of these therapists have gone on to higher certifications. Here at the fitness center in particular, we have therapists who have gone on to get manual certifications, orthopedic certifications, like I mentioned. These are very driven therapists who really excel in their profession and want to treat patients to the best of their ability.
Sometimes when I've been through some of the rehabilitation centers my daughter was involved with, you sort of look and you think, well, they just seem like they're moving the leg or they're having them sit on a machine. What's all the science behind it that maybe I'm not seeing that you could tell us a little about?
Right. Well, and once again, these are specialized techniques that they really take a lot of practice and a lot of time and effort on the therapist's part to learn those techniques so they can apply them to get the best outcomes possible for those patients. But even more so than that, you have these specialized techniques that are important, but it's so important that you also connect with the patients on a personal level. We're able to do that consistently across the board. Patient satisfaction surveys at all four sites are very, very high. I get the privilege of reading through those on a regular basis and seeing what wonderful things the therapists are doing and how grateful the patients are for the effective treatment that they are receiving.
Do some specialists, or therapists rather, specialize in different parts of the body?
Absolutely. We have an occupational therapist who is a certified hand therapist. She's located at our Sheffield facility, and she specializes in hand treatment, whether it be post-operative treatment of the hand or just a physical ailment that needs to be treated in the hand region.
I will never slice a bagel the same way again after having talked to one of your hand therapists talking about the most common causes. You know, people cut themselves trying to cut a bagel in there.
Right.
And that was a number of years ago. So every morning I think to myself, don't put your hand under the bagel because that knife will slip through. You know, these are just precautionary things, but
sure.
It's just something that stuck with me.
Right.
Michelle, let's talk with you a little bit about you take some of that good advice or those honors or the understanding of that and take it out to different physicians to let them know what services are being offered?
Right. So my role as an outpatient rehab liaison is to let the physicians know what we have and our services and to get to know what the physicians need from us. We'll be onboarding a new physician group called Tri-City on the west side, and very excited about that. But they don't know about our services just yet, and we're getting to know them, so I'll help bridge that gap, that communication.
So they have patients or they do things where they think this is the kind of therapy that needs to be done for this patient to to recover? Is that kind of how you match?
Right. So if they're, let's take, for example, dizziness or vestibular, you know, we're seeing a lot of these, Michelle. So do you have any of this on the west side? Well, yes, we do. We have some vestibular therapists here on the west side, and this is where they are. I cover 32 outpatient clinics across Ohio. I can't even say Northeast anymore because we're over here in Avon. There's four in this area on the west side. We're as far as Samaritan, down in Ashland, and up to Geauga, Geneva, Conneaut. So there's quite a bit of outpatient therapy clinics across UH. But I also take it out to the community. So I do some outreach and education to patients because they don't know what therapy actually is either and what's all involved. So I help educate.
They don't understand sort of the small, you know, internal muscles that need to be moved and things that happen. And sometimes you try to think, well, if I have this surgery, will I be able to still do this activity or whatever? And this that's what those physical therapists can ultimately have. But, of course, it becomes part of the patient's responsibility, too. So there's part of that.
Exactly.
The equation.
And a lot of people just think of therapy as exercise. We're not just exercise. We do a lot more than just exercise. We find out what matters to that patient the most, and we get them back and returning to that level of function that they want to do and the activity that they love and enjoy. Right. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not just teaching exercise. Tom was mentioning manual therapy. We have to get the muscles ready and prepared to do certain things. We treat the whole patient, the whole person. Right. It takes a lot of time. We spend 45 minutes one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. You were saying, I think, earlier about a relative of yours not realizing they were actually in therapy and doing something. That's part of our techniques. We look at everything, psychosocial, not just the biological of a person.
Right.
And patient-centered care is the catchphrase, if you will, last couple of years, that you really want to focus on what the patient wants to get out of therapy. We had a patient come through one of our departments a couple of years ago. He had a recent total knee replacement operation, and he wanted to be able to walk his daughter down the aisle on her wedding day, which was only about a month or so off. But clearly, that's a really important goal for that patient to achieve, and thankfully, we were able to get him to a point where he was able to do that quite easily without any problems. But it's really important to incorporate those patient goals into the plan of care whenever we see these patients so that they get out of therapy what they want to get out of it.
And just like the physician that does a number of operations or whatever, a physical therapist dealing with similar issues from patients gets more experience that way, understands maybe where the turning point are or the crucial parts of the therapy can be.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned with the replacements, those are somehow becoming very, I don't know, like an in and out. Somebody, you think rehabilitation for that takes a long time, but the techniques, I guess, of doing the knee replacements or whatever have changed. So the therapy has to change too, right?
Definitely, definitely. Yes. We are seeing these total knee replacement and total hip replacement patients the same day of surgery in the hospital for their first physical therapy evaluation. And a lot of them are getting out of the hospital the next day. That was unheard of a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. You get this, here, go to the hospital, go see this person within the next 24 hours. You're like, what? Don't I get a chance to sort of rest?
Yes.
I just went through surgery. But you need to get in there right away. And that's,
Correct. Guess,
what these new techniques or this understanding of.
Absolutely. When I first started my career 17, 18 years ago, these patients were in the hospital for 5 days. Easy. They were not getting out of the hospital any sooner than that.
And I would think, too, at a facility like this where you have a therapy pool, you have a full service pool in addition to that, you can steer people over there if need be.
Absolutely. Yes. That's what's so nice about this location here at the fitness center is we have such a strong relationship with the clientele that we see. A lot of patients will come into our clinic because they are members here at the fitness center, so they're well aware of our presence. But then we also have patients who come in who have never seen the fitness center before, never set foot inside this state-of-the-art facility. We get to use the fitness center's equipment for the treatment sessions. They get to see what a great place this is. And then they decide when they're done with their therapy, they want to become members and continue, hopefully, a lifelong habit of exercising and wellness.
I'm always amazed at the equipment that they have in a physical therapy place. You know, you just have stretch bands, and then you have some kind of cold ice machine or something else. You know, there's all this high tech and very low tech.
Correct.
For the same, hopefully, results like that. It's very interesting, a mix of that.
It really is. No, and once again, we're part of a state-of-the-art fitness center where you've already mentioned the aquatic therapy pool. There's a lane pool as well. I mean, we have a lot of really great opportunities for our patients to be treated with a lot of different equipment that really fits every single need they could possibly have. And that's a privilege that we don't take for granted, because not every physical therapy or therapy clinic in general has those kinds of resources available to them.
Right. And it's not just people that maybe had surgery at UH. It's anybody who has anything else they would come through.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate both of you stopping in this morning, sharing a little bit of what's happening. We've talked to a lot of folks here this morning. Again, Tom Lamott with the Rehabilitation Center, and also Michelle Wilson. Thank you for stopping in this morning. If people want to find out more about some of the things that are happening, is there a good place to get some details of things, perhaps?
Yes, you can look online. We're at uhhospitals.org/oprehab. Check us out online. Our phone numbers, our addresses are on there. You can give us a call to schedule an appointment.
And judging by all the places that you go to and talked about, there's a lot of some place nearby, as we've seen, that there's a lot of the health industry has really worked its way into the neighborhoods and communities throughout Northeast Ohio as well.
People are busy. We need to make it be accessible.
Absolutely, for sure. Craig, we've got more coming up as we continue our spotlight on Avon here at WEOL.